Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was calling back to find out what the deal was with the fraud thing with me because I don't want to give them my phone and I don't know if it was made from my phone and I just don't want in trouble for it.
Okay, so I see here that you're being turned over for fraud. Could I have your zip code?
69162.
First and last name.
I'm sorry, what?
Your first and last name?
Susan Ward.
Thank you. So there is a purchase here for our tactical bag. It was made on the 17th of February. So you're saying that you don't want to process a fraud claim? You just want the account canceled?
How about you just cancel the, yeah, because I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to be in trouble for something that maybe I was stupid. I don't know. I don't think I would have done it, but you don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't, you see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and stop the fraud transaction. The account is already canceled, so you won't be billed any future charges. Is there anything else I can do for you?
So did you take it already off my account?
So it says here that it was pending, but I did go ahead and stop the fraud investigation. We're no longer going to process it anymore, and I notated the
account.
Okay,
good. Because I don't want to be in trouble in case I was nuts that day or something. I don't think I would have done it, but I looked through my phone. I don't see nothing, but I don't want to be in trouble in case, you know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. So is there anything else I can
do
for you?
That's all. Thank you, and I'm sorry.
It's okay. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thank you.